Praise the Lord forevermore. We are on day 37 of our 50 days of blessings. Praise the Lord. I'm sure you're having a wonderful day already. I want to read to us from Luke chapter 10 and verse 38. And it's a story that you've probably heard before, but we just want to pick a few lessons from this wonderful story. Now, in Luke chapter 10 and verse 38, it says, "Now it came to pass as they went that he," that's the Lord, "entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his words. Mary was cumbered about much serving and came to him and said, 'Lord, dost thou not care that my sister had left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me.' And Jesus answered and said unto her, 'Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her.'" Praise the Lord. Now, a very simple story, but many lessons to learn. The Lord visited a family, Mary and her sister Martha, and evidently he was sharing the word of God. And he was sharing God's word, and Mary sat down to listen. She sat down to listen to the word that Jesus was preaching. But the sister, Martha, was doing everything, trying to get things ready for the Lord, trying to put the food together, put things on the table. I mean, she was serving God. She was getting ready for the Lord, but she became so bothered and busy and weighed down with so many things. And as she watched her sister sitting there, she thought to herself, "Why, look, you're wasting time. Come and help me." And she asked the Lord to tell her sister to help her. But the master's instruction was so powerful. He said, "Martha, you are careful and troubled about many things." Sometimes we get so busy with life, doing things for others, even doing things for the Lord. So troubled and careful about many things. Martha was trying to put things together for the one who fed 5,000 people. The Lord said to her, he said, "But one thing is needful." And that's what I want to tell you today. Just one thing is needful. In life, don't get caught up with the busyness, the activities, the pressures. The Lord says one thing is needful. Mary had chosen that good part. What did Mary choose? She chose to listen to the word of God. She chose to give attention to the master. She chose to sit at Jesus' feet. And the Lord said she chose the good part. Praise the Lord. She chose the good part. I want to talk to you today about putting the Lord first. Putting the Lord first. This is similar to another story that the Lord told in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 25. Now the Lord says, "Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body more than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe ye, O ye of little faith?" You know, just to pause for a moment, the Lord is telling us, why are you anxious about life? What you're going to eat, what you're going to drink, about your health, about your finances? He says life is more than that. To be alive is more than that. And he likened it to, he said, "Look at the fowls of the air. They don't do anything, but your Father feeds them. The birds of the field, the lilies of the field, they do nothing, but the Lord feeds them." And he says, if God would so clothe the grass of the field that will be put into the oven today, don't you think he will take care of you? Verse 31 says, "Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or wherewith shall we be clothed? For after all these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things." Look at verse 33. It says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." In other words, choose the good part that Mary chose. Don't get bothered about with so many things happening around you, trying to provide for yourself, your family, trying to provide for the ministry. The Lord said, Martha chose the good part. She chose to put the things of God first. And here again, he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and every other thing will be added unto you. Verse 34 says, Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. I want to talk to you today about putting God first, putting the priority on the things of God, taking the good part that Mary chose, giving your attention to God's word, giving your attention to prayer, giving your attention to worship, giving your attention to the kingdom of God, seeking God's kingdom as your priority. Praise the Lord. You know, that's one of the reasons we're coming with a day of blessings, because it's a day for you to give attention to God. It's a day for you to focus on God's word, to focus on worship. We're going to be worshiping God. So all that time, your attention is going to be on the greatness of God, the power of God, the glory of God. You're going to be praying. You're going to be worshiping, listening to the word. And the Bible says, when you put the kingdom of God first and his righteousness, all the things you need to be added unto you. Everything you need to be added unto you. Hallelujah. That's what the night of blessings is all about. I say this to you because there are so many that are weighed down with so much care, so much pressure, so much trouble. But the Lord wants to do something new in your life. He wants to do something glorious in your life. And it can begin even now. Look at 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7. It says, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. God cares for you so much, more than you could ever imagine. He cares about you. In fact, I want to read that scripture to you from the Amplified Translation. It's so rich in there. It says, casting the whole of your care, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns once and for all on him, for he cares for you affectionately and cares about you watchfully. God cares about you. There's no amount of worry that's going to make you bigger or make you richer or make you wiser. No, put your attention on God. Give attention to the things of God. Praise the Lord. He says, and cast all your care unto him. How do you cast your cares upon him? Look at Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6. Again, I want to read this from the Amplified. He says, do not fret or have any anxiety about anything, but in every circumstance and in everything, by prayer and petition, definite requests with thanksgiving, continue to make your wants known to God. That's how you cast your care upon him. Let him know what it is you want. Bring the situation before him. Ask him with definite requests what you want him to do. Worry is not prayer. Crying is not prayer. Making a request, a definite request, and thanking him for his answers in advance, and you've cast your care upon him. And the Bible says in verse 7, the peace of God that passes all understanding will keep your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. So today, why don't you pray in the next few minutes? Talk to the Lord by yourself. Talk about whatever that thing is on your mind. Pray about it. And after that, put your heart on the Lord. Put your attention on God. Keep your focus on the things of God. Serve him. Prepare for the night of blessings. Make up your mind. You are going to be there to hear whatever word the Lord has for you. I tell you, the Lord has a word for you. And when you receive that word, you will enter into a new journey of life and glory. Start preparing now. Friday, September 12, 2025 at the Tafawa Balewa Square from 6 p.m. till dawn. A night of blessings, a night of the presence of God, a night of spiritual favor, a night of expression of love of God in your life. God loves you and he wants you to know about it. Call us 090-764-15312. Go to our website, anightofblessings.org. Start preparing now. Make up your mind. That's all it takes. Make up your mind. You are going to be there among so many others. We're preparing for you and we want you to receive all that God has for you. Now, please don't go away right now. Just wait a few minutes. Pastor George is going to be talking to you, giving you some more information as we prepare for you at a night of blessings. Have a beautiful day today and God bless you.
Oh, glory to God. Thank you so much, Pastor Man, for once again speaking words of blessings on us today as we consciously put the Lord first in all we do. Thank you, ma'am. And to you, our listeners, I'm sure you received today's words of blessings from our dear Pastor Diola Phillips. She said, don't get caught up with the busyness, the activities, the pressures of life. Rather, cast your cares on the Lord and give your attention to God's word and to the things of the kingdom, because God cares about you so much more than you can even imagine. Glory to God. Thank you, and God bless you. Now, if you have not yet made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, please pray this prayer of salvation after me, but mean it from the bottom of your heart. Say, O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I'm born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I'm now a child of God. Hallelujah. Congratulations, you're now born again. Let me pray for you. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for these ones who just prayed the prayer of salvation. Let the name of Jesus be named upon them. Thank you for the ministry of your word. Thank you for the ministry of the Holy Spirit in them. Even as we declare, Lord, that these ones shall be made ready for the rapture of the church. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. And if you have not yet received the Holy Spirit, let me pray for you that you receive the Holy Spirit now. I pray and I declare in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth that you receive the Holy Spirit now. Receive him into you now. It is done unto you now in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Congratulations once again. But we'd like to hear from you. We'd like to know that you just gave your heart to Christ, because we do have some resources to send to you to help you grow as a Christian and begin to enjoy your life of blessings that the Lord has made available to you. Please, if you have questions or if you have prayer requests or you have testimonies from these 50 days of blessings with Pastor Deola Phillips, please reach us on our number. That's 0907-641-5312. When you reach us, we'll be glad to provide you with appropriate responses. Thank you and God bless you. Now, remember to keep a date with us at a night of blessings with Pastor Deola Phillips coming up on Friday, September 12th, 2025, starting from 6 p.m. till dawn at the Tafa Balewa Square. Now, this is going to be a glorious night for you. It's a night of the Word of God. It's a night of blessings. It's a night of praise, a night of miracles. It's a night of victory. It's a night of blessings with Pastor Deola Phillips coming up on Friday, September 12th, 2025, starting from 6 p.m. till dawn at the Tafa Balewa Square. Now, for your free seat reservations or other information about the program, like parking arrangements, security arrangements, free bus shuttle arrangements, please go online to anightofblessings.org. And for other information you may have or questions about the program, you can also reach us on 0907-641-5312. When you reach us on that number, we'll also be glad to provide you with details about the free bus shuttle arrangements to bring you from where you are to the venue of the program. Thank you so much for joining us today. And we look forward to you joining us every day of this week at 6 a.m. and 9 p.m. for another glorious broadcast. Thank you and God bless you.
Christ Embassy presents A Night of Blessings with Pastor Deola Phillips on Friday, the 12th of September, 2025.
From 6 p.m. at the Tafawa Balewa Square, TBS, Lagos Island.
It will be a time of total restoration and transformation.
Free bus shuttles will be available all over Lagos.
Get ready to experience an outpouring of blessings like never before.
For seat reservations, please visit anightofblessings.org or call 090-764-15312 for inquiries and bus shuttles.
Remember, for seat reservations, please visit anightofblessings.org or call 090-764-15312 for inquiries and bus shuttle. See you there.
Say